House Bill 1131, an act to provide for civil recovery of unpaid property and services.
House Bill 1131 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, House Bill 1131, affectionately referred to as the fill them up and drive off gas bill. This theft bill was drafted on behalf of the gas station and convenience stores in South Dakota. In addition to the Petroleum Marketers Association, it is supported by the South Dakota Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Association, and the Association of Police Chiefs. In South Dakota today, there's approximately $1.6 million in fuel that is stolen from the retailers. And House Bill 1131 would give the petroleum retailer an opportunity to have an alternative method in dealing with gasoline theft. This bill would provide a civil penalty for this crime, and already there's a criminal statute that's in place. Here's how it works today. If an individual pulls into a gas station, fills up, and drives off, the person that's working there gets a license plate number, and then calls the police, and at that point, the police try and track the person down. With House Bill 1131, the way it would work, the same scenario, a person pulls in, drives off, the clerk that's there records the license plate number and the make of the vehicle, and then they would call the law enforcement. The law enforcement would give them the name and the address of that person, and then the clerk or the person working there that would fill out the notice and demand of payment for motor fuel and send it to that particular individual. And also with, on there would be for the money owed for the gas that they received, and then there would be a $30 service charge, the same as the bad check law that presently exists in our state today. Then the person would mail back the cost plus that $30 charge, and after 33 days, if the money had not been received by the marketer person, they have the option to send an additional bill to that person for the cost of the fuel, the $30 service charge, and an additional penalty of $100. Presently, there are 15 states that have gasoline theft laws, and 14 of these states revoke your driver's license for 30 days on the first conviction. This bill mirrors the Minnesota law that was passed last year, and it was enacted in August, and it's been 99% effective. And I might share with you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, that in the House, restaurants were amended onto this bill also. And I would please ask that you help out the retailers and vote yes on House Bill 1131. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1131. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Bogue,
no.
Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Craddock,
aye.
Dugard, DeHuick,
no.
Dennard,
no.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
no.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
no.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher, Senator Cleven?
No.
Petzl?
No.
Koskin?
Yes.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting? Senator APA?
No.
Senator Huttmacher?
No.
Senator Koskin?
No.
Senator Sutton? Senator Sutton? Madam President, ayes 23, nays 10, excused 2.
House Bill 1131 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on its title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.